You can spin yesterday's results in the British election in two ways: a big victory for Labour, as Tony Blair and the Labour Party won a historic third term in office, or a dramatic setback for Tony Blair, since Labour's majority in the House of Commons has been reduced to less than half of what it was. Here's how Prime Minister Blair interpreted the results.
We've got a mandate to govern this country again, and we've got to listen to the people and respond wisely and sensibly. But they have made it very clear. They wanted to carry on with Labour and not go back to the Tory years.
The Tories, or Conservatives, gained at least 33 seats in Parliament, but it wasn't enough to bring them out of the minority. And the party's leader, Michael Howard, has already announced his resignation.
As I can't fight the next election as leader of our party, I believe it's better for me to stand aside sooner rather than later so that the party can choose someone who can.
Joining us from London to sort out the winners and losers is Michael White, political editor of The Guardian newspaper. And Mr. White, how do you see this? Vindication for Tony Blair or a slap in the face for Labour?
Well, a little of both. I think the first thing you have to say on these occasions that any a party in your country or in mine which wins three major elections in a row in our sort of system is doing pretty well. And I think all your listeners would understand that. So that's pretty good. That's the upside of it. The downside is that his Commons majority, his majority in the British House of Commons, is down from 160 to 66. And his share of the vote is down to 36.5%. And in terms of a winning party in Britain, that's exceptionally low.
When Tony Blair said, as he did today, "I have listened and I have learned," does that sound to you like there would be a different Labour that we'd be seeing in a third term?
When Mr. Blair says he's going to listen, he means that he's acknowledging that the British electorate gave him a bloody nose, as the tabloids put it on Thursday night. The British people decided, in effect, that they wanted a Labour government with a smaller parliamentary majority, so it would be more responsive to pressures from both the voters and from backbench members of Parliament. Mr. Blair's trying to acknowledge that. He's promising to be more collegiate, less presidential in his style of leadership, and to listen to what people say. And, of course, behind all this is the other question which has upset the voters here. It's Iraq, of course, mm-hmm. which was hugely divisive and controversial, and it has had quite a big effect on how people have voted. Many of them have voted for the Liberal Democrats, the third party in Britain, as a protest vote against Mr. Blair. They haven't delivered their votes to the Conservatives under Michael Howard because they don't like the look of what they've got to offer. But Iraq has caused the damage in this week's election.
If you cast forward to the next election, I realize that these results are not fully counted yet, but do you see that this is essentially a Labour Party in its last gasp of power and some other party will be on the rise and 4 years from now there will be a change in government?
Well, 4 years is a long time in politics. Labour in 4 years' time will have a new leader. It's almost certain to be Gordon Brown, the Chancellor of the Exchequer. And he may be the last gasp leader of a party which is on the downslide, or he may be a man with the energy to reinvent themselves. But equally, the Conservatives, perhaps with a new younger leader, will finally find their way back to power after three terms in exile. I think I should mention the third party, the Liberal Democrats, under a young and quite popular leader, Charles Kennedy, seeking to make a breakthrough. The odds are always against third parties doing it, but Labour was once the third party in the state, and 80 years ago it made the breakthrough and pushed the Liberal Democrats into third place, so who knows what might happen.
Michael White, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Michael White is political editor of The Guardian newspaper in London. Thank you.